From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Investors are skeptical about whether the Fed will raise interest rates at all this year. That's coming up next on Your Money Matters.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. It might take some convincing before investors believe the Fed will raise interest rates. Wall Street Journal reporter Justin Lehart says there's reason enough for that, but it's also dangerous. He joins me now in the studio. Justin, what do you mean by that?
Well, I think if you take a look at what the Fed said when they met this past week, they really sent a clear message. We are going to raise interest rates at the end of the year, you know, by the end of the year. Everyone thinks that's December. They have a meeting in November right before the election. Nobody thinks they're going to do anything then. They were very clear about it. They actually had three of the voting members dissented, said we should raise rates now. And yet, if you look at sort of financial indicators, you know, investors are really skeptical that it's actually going to happen.
So you say the Fed has a bit of a credibility problem in your piece on raising interest rates with investors at this point. Why is that? Maybe some background.
Yeah. So the Fed has kept on saying we're going to raise at the beginning of this year, for example, they said they were going to raise rates four times. So far, they haven't raised rates at all. And if they raise rates at all, it'll only be once. The year before, they said they're going to raise, or they projected, we're going to raise four times, and they only raised it once. So, and there's reasons for that, but it sort of sets up the situation where people just think, well, I can always sort of fade the Fed. They're not going to do as much as they think they're going to do.
Let's talk about the role inflation plays here and how that's fitting into all this.
So inflation is low by the Fed's preferred measure. I'm going to take food and energy out. It's 1.6%, and they have a 2% target. They probably want to go through that target. And it's been below that level for, you know, 3 years now, so more than 3 years. So, you know, we do have this inflation problem. They really want to get it up there.
Now, you also say the Fed has failed to act because of actual or expected weakness in the economy or volatility in markets, both at home and abroad. And the idea that the world is going to become this quiet, calm place over the next 3 months is kind of far-fetched.
Yeah. So if you think about it, so the thing with the Fed right now is when they look at that, when they think about raising rates, they're in the situation where they think better too late than too early. And that has a lot to do with they have rates are super low now, and they're low partly because we're in this low inflation regime. But what that means is that if there's any problem, they don't have any rate-cutting firepower. So sort of perversely, they worry, well, if we raise rates too soon, then we could have a problem with the economy, and then we have to cut rates. Well, we don't have much room to cut rates, so it's hard to get the economy going again, and that would mean that we'd have to do all of this stuff that we did before, like, you know, buying bonds, and we'd really prefer not to do that. So better to wait, better to be a little bit late, because if the economy starts heating up too much, we know how to deal with that. We just raise interest rates. That's easy. That's something that we've been doing for, you know, 100 years.
We'll be back with more on this in just a moment after the break.
Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. The next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. Share our shows with your friends. Like us at facebook.com/WSJ Podcasts.
Welcome back to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York, and I'm joined here by reporter Justin Lehart. He's talking about interest rates and the Fed. Justin, you say, despite it all, the Fed could well come through in the end. Well, not really the end, but in December, and raise these rates.
Yeah, I think that so the danger here for, you know, investors is thinking, well, oh God, you know, the Fed never raises as much as it says it's going to. And the danger is, you know, they very well could, especially given sort of how clear a signal they've given that they really want to. you know, maybe a little volatility would keep, but we could have a situation where the economy's fine, it's December, they raise rates, and the danger for investors is that they're not prepared for that, and that we end up having, you know, some disruption in the market. You know, the Fed is able to handle, but that investors, you know, might lose money on.
And maybe we can go a bit more into that. What is the actual risk of people downplaying the chance that the Fed will raise rates?
Yeah, probably the biggest risk is just that people are sort of betting in the wrong direction. So in this really low rate regime that we've had, it's been, you know, owning bonds has been a safe thing. People have been buying lots of dividend paying stocks, things that generate income. Right. Because they think, well, that's sort of like a bond. It generates income. And the danger there with higher rates is that all of a sudden you're like, well, that income doesn't look quite as good as it used to relative to what I could get from, you know, Treasury. And that could, you know, cause those stocks to sell off. So, you know, there's sort of danger there. It's more kind of about positioning than about what a rate increase would do to the economy.
We should probably say here that not everybody at the Fed wanted to stand pat on rates at this month's meeting. And this kind of dissent, at least three people dissenting, it's not totally typical.
No. Usually, if there's a dissent, there's one. Sometimes when there's a dissent, there's sort of a feeling, well, there's other people who feel that way, but that one dissenter was sort of a spokesperson for the other people. In this case, right, three, it's a lot of people. They have different reasons for it. I think a couple of them are really worried about inflation. And then the third one, Eric Rosengren at the Boston Fed, he's a little worried about the economy overheating, but he's really worried about asset prices too, and what kinds of things the low rate environment is doing, you know, the kind of risks that, it's prompted investors to take, and he worries that, you know, we could have some frothy bubble type situations.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Justin Lehart joining me here in the New York studio. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.